All right, so we're going, we suggest that you give yourself permission now to get into a position where you can relax. Let yourself relax. What we're going to do is we're going to take these 16 points, we're going to integrate them into a meditative process for you that you can listen to multiple times for the benefit of your manifestation. So let yourself, knowing this, knowing that your manifestations are going to be good, let yourself find a position in which you can be comfortable without falling asleep. If you're lying down on the floor, you may not want to do that. You may just fall off. But then, of course, you can listen to it again. But the idea is to be awake because you want to be conscious. This is about your consciousness. Being comfortable, giving yourself the permission to imagine like a curtain passing forth in front of your eyes. A curtain of privacy, of peace, of quiet. And know that that should there be noises in the environment, just make a mental note, there's no threat there, there's no concern there. Hopefully your cell phones are turned off. Hopefully you won't be disturbed. Just give yourself permission now to relax, knowing that any sounds that you hear will only stimulate you, will only increase your awareness. You don't need to deal with them. Let them go. Let them pass by. And do the same for your thoughts. Let your thoughts stop. Let them slow down. Let them drift away. Let yourself drift into the silence. And as you do, take a breath. Don't make any noise, just your usual breath in. And then when you exhale, just drop all the tension out of your body in an exhale. Now we're going to emphasize it. You don't need to make any noise. Just let yourself drop. Let it drop. Eyes closed. Curtain of privacy pulled over. Let yourself be in your center. Another breath in and drop all the tension all throughout your whole body. Just completely relaxed. Unstressed. Centered within yourself, whatever that means, be with you. You are with you. You're with your body, your partner in life. You are with your soul, your essence, your attention, your focus, the conscious you. Be. Just be. And in this silence, let yourself begin to imagine. Let yourself begin to imagine a beautiful place. A place in nature, perhaps, where you've been, or an imaginary place of the most phenomenal beauty you can imagine. Maybe it's in the mountains or the forests or the seashore. Or maybe it's in an august, gleaming alabaster temple. Or a phenomenal, gorgeous architecture. Wherever you choose to find yourself, in a place of beauty, it is also a place of great power. It is also a place of great magic. So we're just going to count down. We're going to count down from 7 down to 1. And at the count of 1, just find yourself in this beautiful place. 7, 6, just relaxing, staying focused and centered, letting the thoughts drift away. 5, feeling quieter. 4, feeling deeper, more relaxed. 3, calm. 2, spacious and free. And 1. Now put this place together in your imagination, if you haven't already, and just really be there as realistically as you can imagine. Let yourself just be present in this place. Let yourself just love this place and enjoy the beauty and the magnificence of this amazing, amazing, amazing place. Let yourself be fully present in this beautiful space. Smell it. The fresh smell of spring, or the deep smell of pines, the fresh air of a mountain, wherever you are, smell. Register that in your brain. Just be there, feel. Feel the safety, feel the comfort, feel the calm, feel the gentleness, feel almost like a sense of home remembered from ancient times. You've been here at this frequency before. Feel what beauty feels like to you. And see the colors. Feel the wind, if there is. Hear the sounds of this place. Really get connected here. This is a sacred place. It is a place of great power and magic, a place of great manifestation. A place where you can work your magic to fulfill your dreams on all levels. And as you are here, you sense a presence. You sense you are not alone. And you look around you. And you see coming from all directions some beautiful beings, some glow, some wear robes, some just are clothed in light. These are your team members. Your spiritual team has come to join you. Let them come and form a circle around you. Perhaps if you're by the seashore or by a river, you may think, well, you know, I don't want them standing in the water. Or maybe you're in the mountain, you don't want them standing off the cliff. But let them just hover slightly above your eye level. Just hover around you. They're standing on light. They're standing on energy. Let them surround you now. Maybe around 20 feet away in every direction they surround you. More keep coming. Maybe there's 10, now 12, now 20. 25 maybe. Maybe 32. They keep coming. And they stand around you, circling you. And as they do so, you realize they've come to witness you. They come to love you. They come to participate with you. They come to support you. They're filled with light. And you notice that because they're in human form, for the most part, there may be some in animal form, some in geometric form, but they have heart chakras glowing. Just notice this for a moment. Just scan, turn around, look around. There are 30, 40 or more beings surrounding you, loving you with their hearts glowing, with light, gently pulsing, loving light. And they love you because you are a spiritual being. You are one of them. You belong with them. You are divine by your nature, as are they. And they've come to work with you to help you to create and manifest the life you want. Because you're doing this work not just for you, you're doing it for the whole universe. You're doing it for the whole world. And they learn as well by helping you. So let yourself be the center. Let yourself be the recipient now. Because coming out of their heart, it's going to be a beam of light. Watch these beams of light emerge from their hearts, just gently coming over and streaming to you. You in the center, you are the center, and they send these lights that are the spokes so that it is a wheel and you at the center. Feel the lights come to your heart chakra now. Feel the lights come to love and touch you. You are not alone. They walk with you every day of your life. They are here for you. And they're ready for you to lead the team. In your next choice, in your next manifestation. So before you begin, you realize that they love you, you're divine. You need to honor that. You need to own who you are. You need to love and value you as a divine reality creator, that you are being a piece of God. God is all that is yourself. Like a child grows up to become an adult human, you're growing up to become God, God is all that is. Own your DNA, your spiritual DNA. Own your divinity. Own your resonance. And as you do that, you can sense these energies coming out of you. You can sense energies coming into you. You can sense this radiance surrounding you. You can sense your energy field becoming more and more brilliant. You can sense it as if it's becoming tangible light around you. Golden light, sparkling light, radiant beams of light coming out of your body, going in every direction, out to a certain point, out to maybe a few feet, forming a bubble, an auric field around you, filling it with light, expanding this bubble. Feel it. Own it. Expand it now a bit. Let yourself expand to be about 10 feet tall now. Light bigger and bigger. Light beginning to fill up the inside of this circle. Becoming 15 feet tall, 16 feet, 20 feet tall. Radiant. Beautiful. Own your divine self. You are the greater you. And as that divine being, naturally you desire. Naturally, you wish for something greater and more beautiful for you. Stay focused on yourself here. What is it you wish for you? How do you make your life happier, more joyous? You desire something. What is your motivation to manifest now? Think about it. What is your motivation to manifest? Do you want to manifest something for security and safety only? Do you want to manifest by necessity because you should or you must or it'd be good to do? Are you a person of service that thinks you must serve in order to have value? Let those go, if so. Be motivated by love. Be motivated to be a freer, greater being. Be motivated to express yourself in your uniqueness, to give of your unique self to the world, your gifts, to express that in your unique way. For your joy. Do this voluntarily. It's your preference to manifest, not a necessity, not a need. It's your preference. Own that. And now imagine. Imagine your life the way you want it to be. Imagine what it is you want to bring into your life. If you don't have a channel through which you can bring it in, imagine what would it be like if you did have that channel and you could bring into your life, you could receive in your life that which you would like in form and that which you would like in function. Even if you don't know the form or function specifically yet, the channel is open. Feel what it would feel like to have the channel open, to be available, to be willing to allow yourself to manifest this. Imagine yourself beyond all of that. Imagine yourself in your ideal life. And as you do this imagination, whether it's visual or sensing, or you're talking to yourself, you are communicating with your team. Yeah, this feels good. This feels like fun. This would be joyful. joyful. This would be celebratory. This would be wonderful. Yay. Yes, I like that. And what form is it that you're looking for to make you happy? Ultimately, where are you wanting to go? What form? Is it a significant other? Is it a meaningful work? Is it a creation? A product of your imagination and creation? What form do you want? What is it? Is it a healing? Is it a vital health? Is it a new location? Is it a new lifestyle? Is it a new community? What is it that you see would make you feel happy? What's the form? The form, the fun thing to imagine yourself experiencing this. And as you get that form, as you imagine that form, what is the state of being? What are the feelings that you have? What is it that you want to feel? You want to feel empowered and free. You want to feel your own value, your juice, your creativity, your passion, your joy. You want to feel your knowings. You want to feel a state of being in which you know who you are, where you're going, what you're doing, and why you're doing it. What does it feel like to be there? Having all of those forms fulfilled, all of them. When your life is full, and there's no more forms to manifest, what would you feel like? What would that be? That is the ideal. The preferences, all your choices are going to be made towards that feeling so that you can feel that feeling. So you can be in that state of being. Now watch out, the ego is around. The ego, mine, me, mine. Or this would mean, says the ego, this would mean that I have achieved it. This would mean that I'm finally valuable. This is me. This would mean that I'm finally lovable. This would mean that I have done it, that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm fulfilling this mission that I've been given, that is given to me by others. I would be better than others. I would be less than others. Pay attention to the weight and the significance the ego puts. Is it heavy? Is it big? This is so important. You've got to do this. This is so, you've got to have this manifestation. If you don't have this manifestation, oh my gosh, what will happen to you? You'll be a failure. You'll be rejected, an outcast, abandoned. Let yourself very gently let your ego go now. Say, I hear you, ego, but no. Just let it kind of get small now, just by your intention. Just shrink that energy down. Shrink it down, shrink it down, shrink it down. Until it's quiet. It's good to have an ego, just not a negative one. It's good to have an ego to have a sense of your distinctions, of who you are. Where you end and the others begin. Let your ego just go back to that and nothing more for right now. Now choose. In all your power, choose based on love and not on fear or necessity. You choose to manifest. You are the leader of the team, so it's your choice. They're supporting your choice. You intend to manifest the function of this manifestation, those feelings, that state of being. You intend, I will get there. Now, certain things come up now. I will be that. I am that. I am that greater being. And I am that self that will live that lovely life, that fulfilling, meaningful, joyous life. And the little voice shows up and says, oh, yeah. But you've never gotten it before. What makes you think you're going to get it now? That little voice says, wait a minute. You don't have what it takes. You've failed too many times. That old trauma still holds you back. You can't move forward until you complete and finish all the processing of your past, of your traumas. The child will say, don't abandon me. Stay back. Stay with me, says the child. The adolescent says, oh my, this is scary. This is the unknown. Are you sure you want to do that? I want it to go perfectly. I'm scared. Can you give me a guarantee it's going to go perfectly? I'm going to be okay. The inner young adult, the 20-something, says, well, I don't know, is this what's really going to work? Is all this going to really work? This all seems so, it's just imagination. And these voices come in, the voices of your past, where you were once before. And you say, thank you for voicing. I love you. And now, that belongs to my past. You belong in my past, dear selves and pieces and old unfinished things. I love you. I forgive you. And I love you and I'll take care of you. Don't worry. I'll be there for you. But I'm going on. And I'm going to go on for all of us. All of the, for us, the inner child, the inner adolescent, the inner young adult, other inner selves, the traumatized selves, the suffering selves. I'm here for you, but I'm going to go on now for all of you to heal you, to heal me, to bring us to a new level, a new vibration, a new life. Forgive yourself now. You've forgiven them for holding you back. Forgive yourself now. Forgive yourself for having identified with all of that. Forgive yourself for having worked so hard to let it go, but only by focusing on it more and more, it seemed to be more present. Forgive yourself for hanging on so long, when sometimes you even knew better. But you still held on. Forgive. Wash yourself clean and allow those surrounding you who love you to forgive you as well. Yes, you've wandered off the path. Yeah, sure. You've had a lot of adventures that weren't taking you in the homeward direction. But you're here now. Forgive yourself for all that you have done. Let go of any guilt. Let go of any burden. And let yourself be forgiven by the others of your team. They love you. They're here for you. Now imagine your channel. Your channel through which you will receive that which you want to manifest. If you don't have a channel, imagine that you do have a channel. And what would that be like? What would that feel like? If you have a channel, if you have a way to get to what you want, then just acknowledge it. And acknowledge that you're going to sit down and figure out what to do and how to do it, and you're going to initiate action. And you share this with your team. I'm going to take action. I am definitely going to do this and take action. You don't need to know your plan of action right now. You just need to make the commitment that you're going to take action. You're not going to sit around and meditate all day. You're not going to sit around and daydream and fantasize and hope that somehow or another that your reality will change without you doing anything. You're going to commit yourself to taking action, to building your channel through which you can receive that which you wish, to opening to that receiving, to build your willingness to allow yourself to receive, even if sometimes you don't feel you actually really deserve to receive it. To allow yourself to receive good things, to honor and value yourself. You're making a commitment to hold your resonance up, to lift out of feeling undeserving or limited. You make a commitment to keep lifting to a higher vibratory level so that your team can move mountains for you. And you, once again, own who you are, the 20-foot-tall spiritual giant, the spiritual reality creator, the divine one, having a physical body experience, who has spent ages going through various lifetimes, having tremendous numbers of experiences, painful ones, joyous ones, learning, to come to this now, ready to step forth into your spiritual mission, to step forth into your evolution, to become who you came to be, to find your way back to the divine oneness, to the love of God, God is all that is, to the union with God, God is all that is. Your journey is nearly over. This is the good part. Claim it. Own it. You're changing. You're growing. You're expanding. And you send your love back out from your heart, back out, more and more of it to all those of your team. And from there, even to send it to your world. Loving your world. And now, holding this sense of the function of what it is that you want, the love, the freedom, the joy, the power, the creativity, the magic, the wonder of that resonance, that function, with the form as the symptom, the form that you want, the relationship, the job, the money, the lifestyle that you want as a symptom of that function. Hold it in your heart now like a beautiful golden bubble, sparkling with all sorts of colors, rich, gorgeous colors. A bubble in your heart chakra. Let it grow and expand. Let this beautiful bubble grow, expand it, create it bigger, bigger. And it's like the size of a basketball now, just beautiful bubble. And like, move it now, like with your hands, with your intention. Take this bubble and hold it in front of you, filled with light and sparkles and swirls of energy and beautiful images of what it is that you want and how you want it. See your future. See that fulfillment. See that manifestation materialized. See all of that and feel the function of it. Feel the energies of it. Feel the love and the light and the happiness and the celebration of it in that bubble that you hold in front of you, this gorgeous bubble. And now send this bubble out into the world. Just, in a sense, just move it and then let it go. And it begins to move of its own, forming a channel, forming a light channel from your heart, expanding this channel, this beam of light with this bubble leading, bubble stretching out, determining and delineating a channel of light from your heart. And it moves out and it crosses the boundary between self and other. It crosses that ego boundary and it moves out into the world. Out, out, out into the world. You send this channel of light. Goes way out there. It goes way out there. And it starts to touch the world. It starts to spread like tentacles of light all over the place. It goes out and impacts the world. It goes out and touches the world. Your dream, your vision, your choice, your manifestation, your materialization, reaching the world. Send it out to the world, because what you're going to receive will come from your world. That's how you do it. You give to the world and then the world will give back. You will receive through magic. You're sending out your message. You're sending out your dream out into the world. And the world is receiving it now. Just sense that there's lights going on all around the world as they receive your personal manifestation program, your choice, your function of you, the light being, the grand reality creator that you are, feeling that reach all the way out there. Just get a sense of it. All the sparkles way, way out there in the world. All those sparkles are all those souls who are being called upon in their energies to respond to your vision, to your dream, to your request, as all your guides and friends and team members are energizing it as well, brightening it, making the whole world light up now for you. They and their support of you, your reality in support of you. And we come to be with you as well. You see sparkles of stars all around, a starry sky somehow coming close. It's almost as if you could reach out and touch all these stars through all this golden light and all these other sparkles. You see these stars. And some of these stars move from their position and form a beautiful, brilliant, lovely ball of stars above you. Glowing ball of stars. That's the way we show ourselves, and we send a beam of light down to you from all of us to you, surrounding you in a column of light of a beautiful color, perhaps your favorite, perhaps just sparkling pure white, perhaps iridescent, pearlescent, white in all the colors. We send that down to reinforce, to anchor in your choice, your dream, your light, your radiance, to amplify your manifestation. And let yourself receive us as well. And all the stars surround you. Your guides, your friends, your team surround you. All the sparkles of the world surround you. You at the center. Your 20-some foot tall, radiant, shining light being self. Experience this for just a moment. Feel it. Own it. Claim it. It's you. Remember the function. Feel that light. Feel that joy. Feel your, that which you are motivated to manifest. Amplify that feeling. Make it stronger and brighter by your intention. And the channel opens up. The channel from your heart all the way out to the world. That ball of light that you send out has dispersed and multiplied all over the world. Your whole reality is responding, vibrating. And now, like an in-breath, light comes to you from out there in the world. The world starts sending you light, starts sending you energy back. Just sense it. The light's coming all over the place. Light is coming. Light is headed your way. Beams of light coming your way. Hundreds, thousands. Hundreds of thousands, millions, billions. Light coming back to you. To you. Just you. Your reality, loving you. And this light comes to your boundary between self and other. And the light comes in. The light comes in and merges into your channel of receiving, or multiple channels. That's your channel. That light that you send out from your heart, that's your channel. And the light from everyone, the light from your world, comes into that channel, your chosen channel, even if you haven't determined it yet, it's all right. It comes into your channel, pours into that channel, comes to you, comes to your heart. love from the world to you. Response from your request for your reality comes an answer from the world to you. It means yes. Receive. Receive this light into your body. Let it fill up your body. Let it go into every cell of your body. Let it spin through every part of your body. Let it come and purify and cleanse and clean and lift the frequency and the vibration of every cell in your body, every cell in your physical body, every cell in your emotional body, every cell in your mental body, and every cell in your psychic spiritual body. Let yourself be renewed, cleansed, replenished, reinforced, acknowledged, loved. And you remain 20 feet tall, maybe 25 by now. Receive. Let it come in. Receive it in your heart. Let it be safe. Let it be safe to receive now. Give yourself permission. You're willing to receive. You're willing to receive from complete strangers. You're willing to receive from your world what it is that you desire, that is correct for you, that reflects who you are. Let it fill your body up, your four bodies, your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies. Fill it all up. Let it fill up your conscious mind. Expanding your conscious awareness. Let it fill up your subconscious mind, instructing your subconscious to take on new patterns, new identities, new ways, instead of the old knee-jerk patterns. Renewing, beginning new, new habits, new patterns, new ways. And let this light also, all these lights, all this energy, all these beautiful sparkles and cleansings move into your unconscious mind. The collective mind, the group mind. And let it clean the group mind out of those limiting beliefs, out of the collective archetypal negative limiting places. Wherever you've been limited by the collective, by the culture, by your training, the good girl training or the man code training. Let it clean up the collective limitations. And you're clean on all four bodies and three minds. And let yourself just experience this purity for just a moment. And remember the function that you want. You may even have to expand it a bit. It's become greater now. You've become greater, so it's become greater. The resonance, the field of resonance of your manifestation has grown. And you can sense now your greatness. You can sense your divine nature better than before. And you can sense your future self standing before you. Glorious, beautiful, radiant. Filled with the love of the divine, smiling, welcoming, Let your future self stand now in your ideal future, becoming a beacon of light calling you. Let yourself feel the pull. Let yourself be pulled towards this future of your choice. It is all your choice. And so now you say mentally, telepathically to all who are there, to the whole world and who is witnessing you, to all of us, all the stars in the sky who witness you, to your team, all the members of your team who witness you, who witness the divine you. Say telepathically to all, so be it. So let it be. With harm to none and joy to all. And then let yourself feel all the energies of the world, of your guides, of all the stars of us. Let it all soak into you, into your form that you hold, the body that you have at 25 feet tall or wherever. Let it all just soak in until you are all there is, shining. You're drenched with the love and the power and the freedom and the divine. Let yourself stretch your imagination now. Imagine. You're it. You're one. It's a lot of input, but you receive it, you accept it, it's safe, high magic, miraculous energy, transcendent energy. It's soaked into you, you're completely it now, and you find yourself now shrinking, not in resonance, but back to your daily form, your physical form. You're bringing it back with you in your physical form. You may experience a healing. You may experience a breakthrough. You'll be watching for magic. But let yourself now turn your attention back to your physical daily form. The one who first visited the place of great beauty. The one who is that height that you give, okay, when you see a doctor or someone, that's, here's how tall I am. And here's my gender and my age and all those kinds of demarcators. Return there, but now with all this new energy in all your cells, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, in all your bodies, conscious, subconscious, and unconscious. It's concentrated in you now. Concentrated. And so also now, let yourself and your imagination come back to where you began. And as you do this, let yourself feel gratitude. Feel gratitude for the love that has been given you. Feel gratitude for the magic that awaits you. Feel thankful for this opportunity to be in the physical body and conscious at this time on the planet and capable and willing to dream and imagine your new life in your new world. Feel the gratitude for that incredible love and support that you are receiving and will receive from all of us, your friends, from your team, and from the world. As you receive that which you ask for. And now, let yourself gently bring yourself back into your conscious mind. Bring back everything you can. Bring back that resonance. You're going to be your greater self. When you open your eyes, you are still your greater self. You are still an expanded light being. When you open your eyes, you're going to be still that powerful, free, divine reality creator that you know yourself to be. And you expect that magic will follow, that synchronicities are going to happen to fulfill your manifestation. Knowing this, let yourself now gently, gently open your eyes. Welcome back. Come on back. Gently open your eyes. Don't just, maybe you might want to just kind of rub your hands, touch something, just kind of get back into physical plane existence. Maybe stretch. And let yourself be now. Know that you've planted the seed. Things are cooking. Your team members are going to get to work now. And you also are going to kind of get to work too. You're going to go through consciously, go through your checklist. So that every day you can remember your function. You can remember the form. You can make the choice. You can ask your team to work with you. You can own who you are. Every day you can just play a bit with these energies. Every day you can go look in the mirror and say, hey, hi, magnificent spiritual being. We're going to manifest today. We're going to have a new life and a new world. We're on our way. Look for the magic. It's coming. It's coming. Expect it. Know it. Assume it. Now, we would recommend, and you're going to have the opportunity to do this, we do recommend that you perhaps listen to this seminar again as you go over your 16 points, 16 pieces of your light chaos that will form the basis of your new field of resonance, your field of light. And also, maybe over the next week or so, as you get those 16 pieces figured out and you finish doing that, do the meditation again. And do it maybe 3 times in a row within about 10 days, like every third day or so, for 3 times. And then just look for the magic for a while. And watch what happens in your reality. And as stuff starts coming in to you, as stuff starts showing up for you, you go to step 15. Assess omens, messages. What are you learning? What is this message about? Don't take it personally. Don't react, whatever. And go into knee-jerk, you know, resistance, reaction, defense. Wait a minute. Even if you do, just stop that and just say, wait a minute. What is this telling me about me? What's this telling me of what I need to look at? What do I need to let go? What do I need to choose? What do I need to hone and develop? What's going on here? Maybe when, if you don't know, then go and with a pendulum or a muscle test and see if there's a number for you to like focus on. You know, a lot of people do tarot card readings, for example, and these are archetypes. The major arcana, anyway, are the archetypes. And so if you get a reading with a tarot reader, sometimes they will want to give you a message, and you'll draw a card. And that card, the symbols of that card will give you your message. Or if they do a particular spread, there'll be a message card specifically that they can read and give you your message. Well, just like a card deck, pretend like there's 16 cards, draw one. Find out what the message is for you. Maybe you might even want to do that every now and then, like, okay, well, what do I need to look at today? Well, let's see. A number between 1 and 16. Let's muscle test. Let's see if one shows up. You can allow that to work for you. And we hope that you'll use it and enjoy it and work with it. And we look forward to any opportunity that we have to work with you again in the future. Any time that we can work with you. Please. Come work with us at night. We can do a lot with you when you're sleeping. All right? We sleep around, you know? We're all over the place at night. Okay? Because when you go down into sleep, you go into your subconscious and unconscious mind. And we can disconnect old patterns that are in there. We can do healings on your body. We can do all sorts of things when you open to that level and allow yourself to be gifted some energy. So when you go to bed at night, just as the light is out and you're ready to fall asleep, just call us and mentally say, Galexis, and we'll come. You'll see the stars around. You'll be floating amongst the stars, oh, feeling so safe. Let yourself feel so safe and so loved, and we'll create a big ball of stars and send you a beautiful sparkling column of light to surround you and drench you in all sorts of nurturing, loving light. Then tell us what you want. Tell us what healing you want. Tell us what negativity you want to let go of. Tell us what you want to amplify, what positive things. Let us work on you. And after you say what you would like for us to work on, then thank us. Gratitude always like clicks it in for you. We know we're not looking for gratitude at all, but it works for you to amplify what you get and what you receive. So fall asleep then. Go ahead, fall asleep. We'll work with you. And if you have to get up in the night, you come back, so on, we'll keep working on you. But it'll be done when you get up for the day. And what we suggest is that when you get up for the day, since, okay, I asked about such and such, do I feel a little lighter in that particular area? Just ask yourself, how do I feel now? Does it feel like something is lifted? Do I feel a little lighter? Do I feel a little clearer? And generally, you will. And if you do, then, okay, I received something. Aha, fantastic. And we could suggest that you might want to do that every night. We will be happy to participate with you in your manifestation projects. So it has been such a pleasure to be with you, such a pleasure to work with your beautiful energies, whether you're in person or online. It is absolutely wonderful. And we look forward to working with you again through the recording, okay, and at night. All right, so we surround you, dear ones, with our light, and our loss. And we'll see you later. Farewell.